have the votes to jam through a lot of really, really bad stuff. Also, we'll also take you back to the floor of the United States Senate. They're about to vote on the January 6th commission. There's going to be a lot of bad stuff being passed in Carson City. But can I tell you, there's going to be a really bad bill that's going to be up for a vote in the United States Senate. It's the January 6th commission. And it would force a 9/11-like commission on all of us to find out what happened on January 6th, the attack on the Capitol. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. An employee is revealing what he saw and heard when a coworker opened fire at a rail yard in San Jose, California, killing nine people before killing himself.
Employee Kurt Bertolet was in an adjoining office when he heard the gunfire.
A series of shots, and then a series of shots, and then another series of shots.
The gunman was choosing his victims, he says.
Targeting certain people. He walked by other people. He let other people live as he gunned down other people.
And then?
I saw a couple people as I walked in, and then I just saw a mass of bodies. And I went to check to see if anybody was alive, if I could do anything for anybody, and watch people take their last breath.
He talked to KGO-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden wants the government to spend $6 trillion on his agenda next year.
The president's forthcoming budget proposal comes not only with an eye-popping price tag, but whopping deficit projections for years to come. Under the Biden plan, the national debt would exceed the size of the economy, and that's despite more than $3 trillion in proposed tax increases over a decade.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Senate is expected to vote soon on creating a commission that would study the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Justice Department and Senate panels are already investigating the Capitol riot.
I do not believe the additional extraneous commission that Democratic leaders want would uncover crucial new facts or promote healing. Frankly, I do not believe it is even designed to do that.
Most expect Republicans to filibuster the bill. On Wall Street, the Dow by 141 points, the NASDAQ dropped one, the S&P up four. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas police and other local police departments are seeing a trend of fewer recruits. The Metropolitan Police Department enrolled 101 recruits in its three academies last year, which represents a 57% decrease from 2019, when 237 recruits enrolled. As recently as 2017, Metro had 486 recruits enrolled into the academy. The NHP has seen a steady decline over the past 5 years, and Henderson police data showed that recruitment levels have dropped over 30% in 2020. Just in time for the holiday weekend, the Las Vegas monorail returns to operation today. The cost of riding the nearly 4-mile elevated electric transit system and its operating hours all remain the same, but passengers are required to wear masks and will be encouraged to maintain social distancing when possible. $1 billion. That's what the Oakland A's have told Clark County officials it'll take to build a Major League Baseball stadium in Southern Nevada. Sources say A's officials are interested in building a stadium on or near the Las Vegas Strip, just like Allegiant Stadium. The team is also interested in pursuing a public-private partnership, similar to what the Raiders got when they themselves moved from Oakland to Las Vegas.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Heavy volumes in a couple of areas right now. U.S. 95 westbound at Decatur, you're crawling through there. 215 west at the airport connector. Expect some reduced speeds through the resort corridor. 15 north at Sahara, South 15 at Charleston, and some heavy volumes on the 515 northbound. That's at Russell.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Final hour On this Thursday, the Thursday before Memorial Day, great to have you with us. It's been a great show so far. I'm going to try and not screw it up in the last hour. Joining us now, a guy that I've been talking about for a number of years, a couple of years now, when I've said, you know, I really hope that he gets back into public service because he is so good at it. He is Mark Hutchison. He's the founding partner of Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm. He's also the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor, and he joins us. Mark, how are you doing, my friend?
Kevin Wall, I am doing terrific, particularly now that I'm on your show and have the opportunity to chat with you a little bit here.
Now, I know over the last couple of months, you and I have done a little dance around your future political plans, and up until about a week ago, I was absolutely sure you were running for governor, and that we'd talk today, we'd talk about your candidacy for governor, but it turns out you're not running. Why are you not running?
Well, I'm not running because I am going to do all that I can to unify and rally Republicans in this election to beat Steve Sisolak, and I think the best way for us to do that is for those of us who were seriously considering running for governor to really focus on one candidate in particular and get behind that candidate, put our resources, our efforts, and everything that we have by way of our energy to beat Steve Sisolak. I just think that we cannot afford, Kevin, to have a food fight in the Republican primary. And I'm proud to be able to get behind my friend, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, who's, as you know, has recently announced that he's running for governor. I'm going to chair his campaign, and I'm going to encourage Republicans to get behind Sheriff Lombardo, and let's go beat Steve Sisolak.
It's another example of your leadership in our community, and that's why I'm so proud to have you on the show and be a part of the show. But when you lead, there's always that chance that nobody will be following. Do you think Republicans across the state will follow your lead and say, we need to get behind one, maybe two candidates, and that's it?
Well, if we don't, first let me just answer it directly. Yes, I think that we will. But let me say this. If we don't, Steve Sisolak will be governor for the next, for the next 6 years, because he's got two more years to go. This is not an open seat for governor. Kevin, this is a seat where the Republicans are running against the most powerful Democrat in the state, Steve Sisolak. He has all the advantages of incumbency, and if we think that we are going to get in a big food fight and somehow divide and then conquer Steve Sisolak, we're just kidding ourselves. We as you say, we need to, as a state and as Republicans and as people who want to see our state do better than we have under Steve Sisolak, unify and unite, and I think we will.
One of the problems I have with Joe Lombardo is that I know nothing about him other than he's sheriff. He did great on 1 October. I think he's done a really good job as a sheriff. That doesn't mean he's going to be a good governor. I don't know if he's a conservative guy. I don't know what his stand on taxation is. I don't know any of that. Is that something we'll find out early on in the campaign about?
Sheriff Lombardo will kick off his campaign, I would expect, within the next couple weeks. And he will have positions on all of those issues and many more. People of the state of Nevada are going to find that he is a conservative and somebody who is compassionate and cares about the needs of all Nevadans. But he will govern and he will campaign from a conservative platform. And now all that's going to be set forth and explained and, of course, tested as it always is in a campaign, but I'm confident that Nevadans are going to see Joe Lombardo for what he is, which is a good man, a strong leader, and somebody who can win statewide. Keep in mind, two different election cycles, Kevin. Joe has been a Republican who has won Clark County. Now, he didn't run as sheriff as a partisan, but there are an awful lot of people in Clark County, Nevada, where 80% of the population of the state is, who have voted twice for Joe Lombardo, and there's a reason. They got confidence in him, they understand he's a leader, and that he'll continue to keep us safe and protected, as well as to advance our interests as Nevadans.
Again, joining us, Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison Steffen Law Firm, and also the former lieutenant governor. That kind of leads me in another direction. We are now down to 5 days and counting in the 81st Nevada legislature. And you've been a part of this, behind the scenes, yeah, out front, gaveling the Senate. Tell me what's going on in these final 5 days. I mean, to me, it always seems to be a whirlwind of stuff going on. And at the end of the day, you know, CNADI and all that, all of a sudden you go, oh, it's finally over. Explain what's going on right now.
Well, Kevin, you've heard saying of legislatures and law passing in general that it's the process of making sausage, and you know, sometimes it's better not seen. You just want to see what the end product is. This is when all the sausage is made. I mean, the last week or so of the legislature, this is when a lot of major bills will get passed. It's when many of the rules of the Senate and the rules of the Assembly can be suspended or waived. There can be hearings of a committee literally behind the chairs on the floor of the Senate or on the chairs behind
the bar?
Members of the Assembly.
What do they call it? Behind the bar?
Yeah, exactly. It's very good.
And nobody's drunk.
You're dialed into this lingo, man.
No, I am. I am. I've watched enough of it, so...
Yeah, that's what it is. And so, I mean, literally that happens. You know, the public thinks, oh, well, we're going to have a committee hearing. We're going to have an opportunity to comment. This is all going to be televised. They can have, you know, behind the bar, and literally you just get up off of your seats on the floor of the Senate or the Assembly, and you just sort of gather around the committee chair, and there's a vote taken. And it's a committee vote, and then it gets introduced on the floor, and you vote on it. And it's a very accelerated process that oftentimes is not something that the public hears anything about or sees.
Daniel Honcharoo is the director of legislative affairs for NPRI, and one of the things that he's been up there for all 115 days of this session, and he said that ought to be reformed. That there's got to be a better way of legislating, where folks actually can see the bills, can read the bills. I know Annie Black has a bill that will go nowhere, where they had a 48-hour rule. Does it need to be reformed? Does it need to be changed?
Yeah, no, they're both absolutely right. That was one of the things that I was just shocked about when I was a member of the legislature, and when I presided over the Senate, was just how the majority in power can bypass everything that you think is true about the legislative process. And you just described it, you know, transparency, opportunity to have input, opportunity to have notice, to be heard. Those all just go away in the last couple days of the session, and they do what they call suspend the rules, and that just means that the majority can do whatever the heck they want and ram and jam, and it should be reformed because it's wrong, and there's no reason why that can't be handled in a 120-day session. You don't have to ram and jam as much legislation as occurs in the last couple days of the session.
And by the way, this is not a partisan deal. This is a bipartisan thing. You guys did it when you had control of all the constitutional offices and the Senate and the Assembly. The Democrats are doing it under the same circumstances. Why can't cooler heads prevail and say, hey, let's change this. Let's make this fair.
Well, I think reasonable people could. But what I worry about, and I think in the past, reasonable people... were members of the legislature, chaired committees, were, you know, majority and minority leaders, and they really could work together and say, look, you know, you guys are going to be in the majority next time, we're going to be in the minority this time, and vice versa as we move forward. Let's make the rules fair for everybody. But it has become so partisan now, Kevin. I really, really worry about that because everybody just can't wait to get control and power and grab and go. I think what's going to have to happen is you're going to have to get it on a ballot, and it's going to have to be a ballot initiative. And it's got to be direct democracy with the people voting on that through a ballot initiative. And as you and I have talked about before, I think we need to have a lot more of that ballot initiative and direct democracy with the people voting on those kind of issues, those common sense reforms that would easily pass if the voters had a chance to vote on it.
What is the final day like? Explain what the final day is like, and it always ends up right just ahead of midnight. Explain what that is like, because you've presided over the Senate, you know what it's, you've done it before.
Yeah, the last day is it's usually 24 straight hours You've usually been up most of the night, if not all of the night, because these committee meetings are being held, you know, on the fly, or they're being held in a very accelerated pace. Then you also have these conferences that have to occur. Remember, you know, back in the school, you know, your school days in civics, you get a Senate bill and an Assembly bill, and if they don't match each other exactly right, well then they have to have a conference where they got members of the Assembly and members of the Senate who are appointed by the presiding officers to get together in a conference and see if they can hammer out the differences and then present a unified bill to both houses. That's going on just on a regular basis, and you're just running back and forth with these committee meetings and these ad hoc conferences, and then floor sessions where you're voting on the bills. Most of the big bills are all held up because people are waiting to determine if they're going to have any kind of compromises. And they would vote for your bill if you vote for their bill, and a lot of that doesn't happen until about 10 o'clock at night, and everybody's rushing until midnight, and then, just before midnight, the gavel goes down, and it's over. It's sine die, what they call it, the end of the session. It's 24 hours of I don't want to say chaos, because it there's some organization to it, and there's some rules to it, but at any given time, those rules can be suspended. So you just never know what's going on. But the bottom line is, if you're in the majority, you control the entire process. And if you're in the minority, you just try to do your best to bring attention to some real irregularities and unfairness.
Mark Hutchison joining us, founding partner Hutchison Stephan. We're going to talk about the prospects of a billion-dollar baseball stadium to bring Major League Baseball to Southern Nevada. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Kevin Wall with you, along with Mark Hutchison, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
5 days and counting to the end of the 81st Nevada Legislature. We're talking with a guy that's been there, who's done that. Mark Hutchison, the founding partner of Hutchison Steffen Law Firm, a former Nevada Lieutenant Governor, and now the chair of the Joe Lombardo for Governor Committee. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about that, but I wanted to get you to some current news. Yesterday, Oakland A's officials were here in Southern Nevada meeting with Marilyn Kirkpatrick, and they say they want to build, if they end up making the move, $1 billion A's stadium, and the whole deal is they want a public-private partnership. It sounds a lot like what the Raiders got, where we ended up coughing up something like $750 million. Yeah. First of all, do you like those public-private partnerships?
Well, I certainly prefer the private part of building stadiums and benefiting big sports organizations, but I'm not opposed to understanding if there is something that makes sense with a public-private partnership, but that should be much, much more of the private side than it is the public side, and it's going to be interesting to see how they're even going to try to work this out, because, as you said, Kevin, when we built the Allegiant Stadium, you know, $750 million of that came from room tax revenue, public revenue, and then, of course, the rest came from the NFL and from the Raiders. So I don't know how much more room there is, really, in terms of any kind of a public participation. I'd be interested to see what's being proposed.
I'm curious, though, but the basics of coughing up $750 million, even though it's room tax stuff and it's some guy in Indianapolis that ends up helping to pay for the stadium, do you object to that kind of participation? Did you support it?
You know, I supported the Raider Stadium. I supported the idea of bringing big-time sports to Nevada. Now, keep in mind, as Lieutenant Governor, you are the chairman of the Nevada Commission on Tourism, and you got to focus on tourism and hospitality. And I felt that, and I agreed with those who said the one thing that Vegas was lacking at the time was big-time sports to be a major tourism hospitality destination, and what people wanted to see was big-time sports in Vegas. And look, I was born and raised in Vegas, been here my entire life, and we have never had big-time sports before the Knights got here and then the Raiders get here. I'd welcome the A's to come here. I think it's a very positive thing for the city. It's a very positive thing for Nevada, but I don't think that we ought to be, you know, just footing the bill from a public standpoint. If you can justify from a cost-benefit analysis, I mean, it gets down to crunching the numbers. A cost-benefit analysis for the amount of money you put in that is public money based on the return you get from that facility and from that participation with a new sports team here in town, you know, you could justify it. If it's just a boondoggle for the private organization of VAs, you can't justify it. So I'd have to see the specifics, but in concept, Kevin, I'm willing to consider a private-public option and relationship with a sports team.
In our final 3 minutes, you are the chair of Joe Lombardo's election committee, and as such, I'm sure you have some thoughts on governors, and you even considered running for governor. I am curious, why is it that red state governors have seemed to do better than blue state governors dealing with the pandemic?
Because of policy. Because they have a different policy view of government than blue state governors do. Red state governors just have a different policy view. They have implemented pro-growth tax